Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
I sure can. We have Tom at 3 points. Rox has 4. And get this. Wait for it. Joel has 6 points.
All right, Tom, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, 20 Indian soldiers were killed during a border dispute with blank.
China.
Right. On Tuesday, Albuquerque announced that in place of police, they would use social workers to respond to some blank calls.
Domestic calls?
I'm going to give it to you as 911 calls, but you knew what you were saying. Quaker Foods announced they'd be changing the name of blank just 131 years too late.
Aunt Jemima.
Right. On Wednesday, tennis star blank said she'd be willing to play in the U.S. Open despite concerns about the virus.
Serena.
Right. Police in Austria are defending their arrest and fining a man for blanking.
Farting.
Yes, for farting at them, quote, with full intent, unquote. According to Austrian police, the man stood up, looked officers right in the eyes, and, quote, let go of a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent. Now he's being fined $500 for offending public decency. Not so nice when we fire the tear gas at you, eh, cops? Bill, how did Tom do?
Tom got 5 right for 10 more points. He now has 13 and takes over the lead.
All right.
Yes, first time I've ever been in the lead.
Enjoy it for exactly 1 minute because here comes Roxanne. Here we go, Roxanne, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Chinese capital of blank closed schools as a new outbreak of coronavirus continued to spread.
Beijing.
Right. On Tuesday, PG&E pled guilty to 84 counts of manslaughter stemming from deaths caused by wildfires in blank.
California.
Right. This week, Senate Republicans unveiled their blank reform bill.
Their police reform bill.
Right. After complaints from customers and staff, blank reversed the decision, banning baristas from wearing Black Lives Matter apparel.
Starbucks.
Right. This week, park rangers in Dublin warned people not to take selfies with a friendly heron because it may blank.
Because it might kiss them.
No, because it might stab their eyes out with its beak. Ah. On Thursday, Dr. Fauci warned fans that blank may not return this year.
The NFL.
Right. On Tuesday, Jimmy Kimmel was announced as the host for the 2020 Blank Awards in September.
Emmys.
Right. Saying it can relieve some of the pressure from a first date. Some people are skipping Tinder and opting for online blank instead.
Online sex.
Well, you're close. Online nude speed dating. Just like traditional speed dating, people gather in a bar and rotate through a series of 3-minute dates, but unlike traditional speed dating, that guy in the corner is supposed to be naked. Many attendees prefer it this way. They've moved it online during the pandemic, saying instead of the same old boring conversations like, how many siblings do you have? You can discuss more interesting topics like, hey, is that an appendectomy scar?
Let's get our nudist friend back on the phone and see what he says.
Bill, how did Roxanne do? And don't bend her wiles.
Roxanne had 6 right. 12 more points. She now has 16. And the lead.
All right. Well, you have the lead as we expected, but how many then does Joel need to finally take her down?
I'm going to blow it. I'm going to choke.
Joel only needs 5 to win.
All right, Joel, you can do this. Here we go. This is for the game. On Monday, the FDA revoked approval of anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine to treat blank.
COVID-19.
Right. According to a new national poll, blank has expanded his lead over President Trump.
Biden.
Right. This week, blank announced a new racial diversity merit badge.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Right. In a sign of rising tensions, North Korea demolished the liaison office it shares with blank.
South Korea.
Right. This week, Ford announced it would debut the new Ford Bronco on July 9th, which also happens to be blank.
Bronco Appreciation Day.
No, it happens to be O.J. Simpson's birthday.
Oh,
on Wednesday, Reed Hastings, the CEO of blank, announced a $120 million donation to historically black colleges.
Dell.
Netflix. Less than a week after shuttering all their stores, window covering chain Next Day Blinds was mysteriously replaced by blank.
A curtain store.
3-Day Blinds. Next Day Blinds had been in the D.C. area for over 30 years before the pandemic forced it to shutter their locations, but only a few days later, most of them reopened as 3-Day Blinds, a California-based company that's been in business since the 80s. It's just like the legend of the Phoenix rising from the ashes to become a fatter, slower Phoenix. Bill, did Joel do well enough to win?
Well, he got 4 right for 8 more points. He now has 14. Close but no cigar.
I knew I'd choke.
16 points. Roxanne is this week's champion.